It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
He said that the Royals need to drop the green flag, meaning start buying now. And as I said, there's some reports out there. I want to read you one suggesting kind of maybe what they're looking at this point in time. And then we'll ask JJ about it in a little bit. But there's report from Jim Bowden out there, and he's always good around the trade deadline in terms of some of the rumors that are out there. He now writes for The Athletic, and he said, quote, "The Royals are shopping for corner outfield help and realize they'll probably have to trade one of their top catching prospects, Blake Mitchell, Carter Jensen, Ramon Ramirez, to make it happen." And so we all know the issue with the outfield. It was a huge talking point in the offseason. Clearly, their plan backfired. MJ Melendez is in AAA, and Hunter Renfro is not on a single baseball team, I don't think, anywhere in baseball. He was DFA. I don't think anybody else has signed him since that I can remember. So Clearly, that's an area. The question with this is, do you want them trading a top prospect in Blake Mitchell or Carter Jensen, somebody that has a great chance to help this team very soon, because Salvador Perez has a club option next year. And then after that, you know, he's probably not with the organization in 2 years. So
the hardest thing with Carter is being a local guy too. There's a lot of, people have a lot of feelings because he went to Park Hill High School.
I mean, there's people that have compared Blake Mitchell, given the fact that he plays the catcher position, but in terms of his bat, people are saying Bryce Harper. I'm serious.
Blake's a stud.
That's the type of player we're talking about. Now, you have to be willing to trade something to get something. We know this game, and sometimes teams value prospects too much. But I'll ask you, if I tell you that it's a player, let's say an outfielder, that they can trade for that also has control beyond 2025, then I'll listen. But I do not want them trading Blake Mitchell,
for
Ryan O'Hearn, okay? Like, no, I'm completely out on that.
I'm for making moves, and you look at the big picture. I'm a big fan of pushing all in, of course, but the bottom line is you have to look at this pitching staff, and you think, all right, is it going to be this good again? Like, this is a pitching staff that can get you through the postseason. I mean, this is a pitching staff that'd be very dangerous in small series in the postseason. It just is. It's very good at what it does. Again, what, only two American League teams have a better ERA as starters, three as relievers. Is it going to be this good again? And with the additions of bats, because we've seen teams turn it around. What, the Orioles won, what, 11 out of 15 or something? I know that they're way behind in things, but teams do turn around and get on a roll. Mentioned Cleveland, Minnesota. The Royals are 2-8 in their last 10. So is Cleveland, Minnesota. These things happen in baseball. These streaks go back and forth. Can the Royals get on a streak with those bats because you don't want to waste the pitching?
Yeah, well, here's the, so they're right now three back or whatever of a playoff spot. If you still believe this year's team can get it done and get there, they have to go trade for an outfielder or an offensive weapon, right? They have to do that. If you're obviously out on it and you just think it's already done, and you don't, then of course you're saying you want them to be sellers. And as I've said, I think they can make that determination in 3 weeks. The selling aspect settles itself at some point in time. Also in this piece, though, from Jim Bowden over at The Athletic, here's what I'm interested in, because I told you I'm out on the trading a top prospect for a Cedric Mullins or a Ryan O'Hearn if somebody, or they're both free agents at the end of the season. I do not want that. You can trade for those players. Do not trade away a top prospect for a rental with where you're at. Now, in the piece, it mentions the Marlins, though. Here's where this could be more, I think, a way to help this year's team, but also still help out 2026 and beyond. So in the piece, it says, however, the Marlins will listen to inquiries on their corner outfielders this summer, since teams like the Padres and Royals might overpay for Kyle Stowers. And then I think it's Jesus Sanchez. Stowers is 27. In 276, 10 homers, 65 games, three controllable years left. Sanchez, I'll admit, I do not know how to pronounce his last name, is also 27, hitting 257, six home runs, seven steals in 50 games. He's got 3 years of club control remaining. Those are far more intriguing to me. Now, they're going to cost more because they have club control left. But that is the type of move I would want them to make. I do not want them trading assets of the future for pieces that are half-season rentals.
You're out on a Suarez.
Yes.
Somebody like that.
Well, if for a top prospect, Bank. If you tell me that, let's just say in this hypothetical, Seth Lugo.
Because he's 33, he's an unrestricted free
agent. If you want to tell me they could trade Seth Lugo in a deal for somebody that's a riddle with another piece on top of it that's in the future, yes, I would be on board for that.
But Suarez, I'm not trading, is a rental that I don't think you'd have to give a big piece for.
Right. So I'm not trading the number two prospect in your system for a guy that's here for 3 months. Not doing that.
No, I wouldn't do that either. I don't think the Diamondbacks would ask for that for Suarez.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what they would ask. But you were just asking what UFA.
I'm just saying that that's an option just because he is a free agent after the season. And he's 33.
Yeah.
But he's clutch. You're not going to be enamored by the average, but the power's there. Dude's got 3 grand slams. This team could use some of that fortune.
J.J. Bacolo is going to join us in 15 minutes. We'll ask him about some of the reports out there that they're calling around. Let's just keep this in perspective, too, though. They have 25 games left before the All-Star break. And then, of course, after that, what would that be? Another 10 or so before the trade deadline-ish, whatever.
And you finish right with the Mets right before the break, I think.
Texas, right? They start tonight. Then the Padres, Tampa, Dodgers, Mariners, Diamondbacks.
And by the way, Tampa's on a roll, too.
Pittsburgh.
Like, Tampa's on a roll. You know they're only 2.5 games back from the Yankees at this point? That's...
You know, being a buyer is not as simple as just flat out saying buyers or sellers. There's different layers. So there's different types of buyers, different types of sellers, which is kind of what we were alluding to. You can be a buyer for rental, or you can be a buyer for pieces of the future. And so while a lot of texts we get are, hey, they should sell, I think you can kind of do both. You can be a buyer for the future and also sell for the short term, if that makes sense, versus being a buyer for the short term and selling, you know, for a long-term piece. That there's different layers to it. It's not as simple as just buying and selling.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough schedule, no question about it. Seattle's right there in the mix with a half game out of the wild card. It's all going to be tough series coming up for the Royals. Teams like Arizona, you know, they sit back, what, 3.5 back of a wild card. So you're going against teams that still reasonably think they have a chance. Now there's Pittsburgh with 29 wins, but Oakland always had 29 wins. They have 30 now because they won last night, but they came in much worse off position than the Royals, and they swept the Royals.
Well, that's why it was an abysmal homestand. It was embarrassing. A team that truly doesn't even have a home comes into your home and sweeps you over the weekend. Now the Royals begin a road trip in Texas.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.